श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदरेत् मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्द माधवं श्रीगुरुभिन्नतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमामि। सो विल कंटिन्यू रीडिंग फ्रॉम कृष्ण बुक Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods for Lord Krishna in the womb. I will read one or two paragraphs, then we'll discuss about the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna. King Kansa not only occupied the kingdoms of the Yadu, Bhoja and Andhaka dynasties and the kingdom of Surasena, but he also made alliance with all the other demoniac kings as follows: the demon Pralamba, demon Bakka, demon Chanura, demon Trinavrata, demon Aghasura, demon Mustika, demon Arista, demon Divida, demon Putana, demon Kesi, and demon Dhenuka. At that time, Jarasandha was the king of Magadha province, known at present as Bihar state. Thus, by his diplomatic policy, Kansa consolidated the most powerful kingdom of his time under the protection of Jarasandha. He made further alliance with such kings as Banasura and Bhaumasura until he was the strongest. Then he began to behave most inimically toward the Yadu dynasty, into which Krishna was to take his birth. Being harassed by Kansa, the kings of Yadu, Bhoja and Andhaka dynasties began to take shelter in different states, such as state of Kurus, the state of Panchalas, the states known as Kaya, Shallo, Vidharva, Nishada, Videha and Kosala. Kansa broke the solidarity of Yadu kingdom as well as Bhoja and Andhaka. He made his position the most solid within the vast tract of land known at that time as Bharatvarsha. When Kansa was killing the six babies of Devaki and Vasudev one after another, many friends and relatives of Kansa approached him and requested him to discontinue these heinous activities. But all of them became worshippers of Kansa. When Devaki became pregnant for the seventh time, the plenary expansion of Krishna, known as Ananta, appeared within her womb. Devaki was overwhelmed with both jubilation and lamentation. She was joyful, for she could understand that the Lord Vishnu had taken shelter within her womb. But at the same time, she was sorry that as soon as her child would come out, Kansa would kill him. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, being compassionate upon the Yadus, who were fearful due to the atrocities committed by Kansa, ordered the appearance of Yogamaya, his internal potency. Krishna is the Lord of the universe, but he is specially the Lord of the Yadu dynasty. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, being compassionate. So this is very important for the advent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that why the Lord advent into this material world, to this earthly planet. The Lord's appearance and his activities are very mysterious. That's why Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, simply by understanding the transcendental nature of my activities and appearance, one will never take birth in this material world. Janma karma cha me divyam evam jobita tatta taha tyakta dehang punarjanmam naeti mameti swarjana. So this is very, very important, because we are going to celebrate Sri Krishna Janmashtami. So, this Krishna Janma, what is this Krishna Janma? The appearance or birthday of Lord Krishna. Actually, Lord Krishna, he has two kinds of pastimes. See, this appearance of Krishna is very bewildering and confusing subject matter. That's why you have to speak up. People in general, they are confused about how the Supreme Personality of Godhead can come with a body like this. Even if great scholarly personalities, transcendentalists also, they get confused. That's why Bhagavad Gita, our acharyas, very vividly they have explained this subject matter. That how that aprakrita vastunahe prakrita indriya gochara. The transcendental subject matter cannot be perceived through our material senses. Then how we see Lord when he comes to this material world? So it has been described in scriptures, Lord has two kinds of pastimes. One is prakat lila, another is aprakat lila. Aprakat lila means Lord's pastimes that eternally going on in spiritual world, which is not visible to people in general. And prakat lila means when Lord manifests his pastimes so that people in general also can see everything what Lord is doing. That is known as prakat lila. And Lord's prakat are manifested pastimes. So Lord manifests in this material world in two different ways. One is adwaraka, another is sadwaraka. Adwaraka means sometimes Lord manifests in this material world without the help of father and mother. As we see Narasimha Bhagavan, he appeared from the pillar. Matsya avatar, Kashyapa avatar, Varaha avatar, just appeared from the nose of Lord Brahma. Narasimha avatar appeared from the pillar. So there is no, Lord this time did not appear with the help of any father or mother. So that is one kind of appearance or manifestation of Lord's pastimes in this material world. The other kind of manifestation is sadvaraka, when Lord takes help of father and mother to appear in this material world, like Rama, Vamanadev, Krishna, Jilvan Swan Maharaj was telling, up to Lord Narasimhadev Bhagavan, Lord was appearing either to the help of any father and mother. So Narasimha avatar, after he killed Hiranyakasipu, Lord Narasimha Bhagavan picked up Prahlad Maharaj very affectionately and put him on his lap, embracing him, kissing him, licking his body very affectionately. And that time Lord thought, oh, putting Prahlad on my lap, I am enjoying so much. Prahlad Maharaj sitting on my lap, but what kind of enjoyment he is deriving? Because Lord has no father, mother. He never get a chance to sit on the lap of his father, mother. So he developed a desire, oh, how nice it would be if I would have father, mother also. So I could sit on the lap of father, mother and get some enjoyment like Prahlad. So next incarnation, he came as Vamanadev, with father, mother. So when Lord comes by the help of father, mother, so that is very special. Why Lord coming to this material world? When we are going to celebrate Janmashtami, the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna, it is very, very important for us to know why Krishna comes, when he comes, how he comes. There are so many things that Srila Prabhupada has explained through different literatures, that why Krishna comes, to this material world. What is the purpose? Krishna is saying that paritranaya sadhunang vinasa cha duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. I am coming to this material world to protect my devotees, to vanquish the miscreants and to re-establish dharma. But our acharya is saying this could not be the real reason why Lord Krishna has to come. Why Lord has to come at all? Because through his agency he can do all these things. So the real purpose why Lord descends to this material world is Mad Bhakta Vinodartham Karami Vividakriya. I come to this material world to give pleasure to my devotees. And Kunti Devi in her prayers to Lord Krishna, she is saying, O Krishna, Bhakti Yoga Vidhanartham Katham Pasyamhya Striya. You are coming from your spiritual abode to this material world in order to give, distribute Bhakti Yoga. How can I understand? That apricot lila, unmanifested pastimes, how Lord manifests to this material world? By his own mercy, nitya abhyakta api bhagavan ikchate nijasaktitaha. Lord Krishna is coming to this material world. Many, many reasons has been described in scriptures. But finally, Kunti Devi is saying, the real main reason is that you are compassion. Out of your compassion, by your sweet will, nitya abhyakta, that eternal unmanifested supreme personality of Godhead, api, even if he is eternal unmanifested, nitya abhyakta api bhagavan ichchate nijasaktitaha. He is manifesting himself. He is not taking birth like ordinary living entities. As Bhagavad Gita explains, Naham prakasa sarvasya yogam maya samavritam. I am eternally existing, but I am not manifested. Naham prakasa sarvasya. So Lord Krishna, he is aja. From Vedic literature we see, Vedic literature explains the absolute truth is aja. Aja means one who has no birth. But Krishna taking birth, Ramachandra has taken birth. That's why even if great transcendentalists and intellectual people, they get confused. And they come to a conclusion that Krishna, Rama, they could not be this Parambrahma. Because Parambrahma criteria is Parambrahma never takes birth. But they are taking birth. But Prabhupada explaining that they don't understand. These jnanis, they don't understand. The word for Parambrahma has been used for a specific purpose, the word aja. Aja, or he has no birth. What does that mean? That means Krishna has no birth in the spiritual world. Rama never took birth in the spiritual world. Krishna never takes birth in the spiritual world. That's why in the spiritual world, they have all kinds of festivities. They have Jhulan Jatra, they have Ras Purnima, everything, but they don't have any Janmashtami celebration there. We are very fortunate that we will have Janmashtami, but they don't have Janmashtami. There is no birth. Krishna never takes birth there. So then what is Krishna's birth means? Krishna himself is also explaining these things. Aja apisan abhyatma bhutanam ishwar apisan prakritim swangadhisthaya sambhavami atma maya. Aja api, even if I am unborn, I am manifesting prakritim swang adhistaya sambhavami atma maya. Through my internal potency, I am taking birth means through my internal potency, which has covered me, I am uncovering myself. So these are the truth that we have to understand, the transcendental nature of appearance and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord, why he comes? The Lord saying, because of his compassion to deliver the living entities. So that people will listen his pastimes and go back to Godhead. So that's the Lord coming again and again. Sambhavami juge juge. Every millennium after millennium, every yuga. But does Krishna comes in every yuga? Krishna does not take birth or comes to this material in every yuga. Krishna comes only once in one kalpa. One kalpa means one day of Brahma. In one day of Brahma, the 14th Manu their rule. And on 7th Manu, in the ruling period of 7th Manu, each Manu 71 Chaturjuga, Satya Tratya Dwapar Kali, like this 71 times in one Manu's ruling period. And on 7th Manu, it is Vaivasvata Manvantara. Now it is Vaivasvata Manvantara. Vaivasvata Manvantara, 28th Chaturjuga, there Krishna comes once in one day of Brahma. So this is very important things, that Krishna doesn't come in every yugas, and he come towards the end of Dwapara Yuga. He came towards the end of Dwapara Yuga 5,000 years ago. Usually we say 5,000 years ago. But our acharyas, they have calculated exactly how many years ago. Krishna, according to astrology, Kali Yuga appeared on the earthly planet 3,101 years before Christ. 3,101, okay? So 3,101 before Christ, then after Christ, 2008, okay? So that is 5,109 years. 5,109 years Kali Yuga up to today, up to this year. Then Krishna, he lived on the earthly planet. He was 11 years, 6 months in Vrindavan, 13 years, 6 months in Mathura. That is 25 years. And 100 years in Dwaraka, this is 125 years. So 125 years, 2008 years, and 3101 years. If you combine all these things, that will be like a something, I think 5234 years. 5234 years exactly, Krishna appeared. That was the Wednesday. And midnight, month of Bhadra, Krishna Paksha, midnight, Lord Krishna appeared. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is explaining, the Lord is appearing in different form. Okay. But what is the purpose of Krishna appearance? Etachansa kalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. In different incarnation, Krishna coming for paritranaya sadhanang vinashata duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya. Or in different incarnation, Krishna is coming for bhakti yoga vidhanartham, to give bhakti yoga. Or different incarnation, Krishna is coming to give pleasure to his devotees. So why Krishna from Golok Vrindavan has to come personally? There must be some specific purpose that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna has to come to this material world. And answer to this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explaining that Krishna had two main purposes why he came to this material world. Premarasa nirjasa karite aswadana ragamarga bhakti loke karite pracharana. The purpose why Krishna came to this material world is premarasa nirjasa karite aswadana. In order to release the essence of prema, love of his devotees, the number one purpose. And second purpose is to distribute ragamarga bhakti, spontaneous love, ragamarga bhakti, to give the taste of ragamarga bhakti, loke karite pracharana, to distribute these things. So that's why Krishna came to this material world. And for our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, for followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it has been told in scriptures that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to worship Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachadipasana Brajabadhu Vargana Jakalpita Srimat Bhagavatam Amalam Pramanam Prema Pumana Mahart Siv Chaitana Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaru Naparaha. That Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. The Mahaprabhu's philosophy and path is very unique. He has brought to this world which has never been given before. And what is that unique presentation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy? That Mahaprabhu, he preached that Lord Krishna that we are worshipping, the son of Nanda Maharaj, or Jasoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan Lord Krishna. So I will just explain briefly the appearance of Lord Krishna, as it has been explained by Srila Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu. It's a very unique presentation, which people in generally, they do not know. Even if in India, Hindus, they don't know the mystery behind the appearance of Lord Krishna. It's so deep, so much meaningful, that Srila Jiva Goswami is explaining about the appearance of Krishna as son of Mother Yashoda. So there was a king, his name was Devamidha. The king Devamidha, he had two wives. One from Kshatriya family, one was from Vaishya family. So from Kshatriya family wife, King Devamidha, so from that wife he had a son, Surasena. And from Vaishya family, he married one lady, and her son was Parjana. And this Vedic system is that whichever background wife one will marry, the children will follow that path. So then Surasena, his mother was from Kshatriya family, so he followed the path of Kshatriya. And Parjana Maharaj, his mother was from Vaishya family, so he picked up the path of Goraksha, Banija and Krishi, that to protect the cows, cultivate and the field and do business. But Parjana Maharaj mainly, he took over the service of protecting the cows. So Parjana Maharaj, he was very religious personality. He was very pious personality. And he was following all the Vedic principles very nicely, very devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari. And the Parjana Maharaj, he had five sons, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sananda, and Nandan. The five sons he had. So when Parjana Maharaj, he became old, according to Vedic principles, the kings, they become old, then they give up everything, their kingdom and everything, go to jungle, forest to do Hari Bhajan. So then Parjana Maharaj, he decided now he'll retire and go to do Hari Bhajan. So he transferred the kingdom to Upananda. Because Upananda is eldest son, this is system, whoever the eldest son, he will take over the kingdom and sit on the kingly throne to rule the country. But one day when Raj Tilak, the Tilak was put on his forehead and he has announced that he is king. So everybody sitting, very happy. Then all of a sudden, he said, okay, I am the king. So this kingdom belongs to me. So I can do whatever I like with this kingdom. Then he called Nanda Maharaj. Called Nanda Maharaj and put him on his lap. He says, Nanda, though you are the middle son of my father, though you are the younger brother of mine, but by the name I am younger. But you are Nanda, I am Upananda. So Upananda is the subordinate to Nanda. So if I am Upananda, how I can become king? Because you are Nanda, you should become king. So he put Raj Tilak. And Nanda Maharaj became king. Nanda Maharaj became king. But they're waiting. Nanda Maharaj has no son. They got very worried how the dynasty will continue. So they are performing all kinds of yajna. So they have one kind of yajna called as Putrashti yajna. Putrashti yajna, they bring all the central personality, they perform one karma kind of yajna. So by that yajna performing that yajna, if somebody has no children, no son, he'll have son just like King Dasarath. He had no son. So by that yajna, he had son. Okay, so they're performing, but still Nanda Maharaj has no son. So all the relatives, everybody, they're very worried what will happen. Nanda Maharaj has no son. He's almost 90 years old. No son. Then one day Nanda Maharaj, a sitting lonely place with Yashoda, Yashomati. And he's telling to Mother Yashoda that these people, they are worried that I have no son, and they are performing all this putrishti yajna. But the problem is, as soon as I sit in yajna, Babra, the thing is that the person who wants a son, he has to develop a desire. Then by yajna, the desire will be fulfilled. Then Nanda Maharaj is saying, as soon as I sit next in the yajna, the desire I develop to have a son is much more better than Narayan, that son should be. But how, by this karmakanda yajna, can offer me a son like this? This will be never successful by doing putrashti yajna, that the son I desire, I can have this. So, many days passed. So one day, in lonely place, Nanda Maharaj sitting with Mother Yashoda, and Nanda Maharaj said, "Do you know, I have some feeling. Oh, today I saw a dream. In dream I saw this very beautiful, attractive boy, a blue body, long eyes, and that small boy is playing in your lap. So, do you feel something like that?" Then Mother Yashoda felt shy. She said, "Yes, I also feel like that. I could have a son like that, but I am so old now. So I feel shy. I don't like to tell you these things. Still, I have hope to have a son. Anyway, we are too old. We should control ourselves, be satisfied, not try to have any son." Then Nanda Maharaj said, "Yes, I am also trying my best. But I don't understand. But some other, there's some great desire. I would have a son which is much more greater than Narayan. So how can we get that? So, okay, let us do one thing. Let us worship Lord Narayan and do some vrata." So they started Dwadasi vrata. So for 1 year continuously, they were observing this Dwadasi vrata. The day one year completed, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they're sleeping, and both of them, they see a dream. The Lord Narayan appeared to them. And Lord Narayan said, "Oh, Nanda Yashoda, you never be worried. There's no reason you to be worried. But you desire to have that son, which is most beautiful, much more attractive than the Atasi flower. Atasi flower is a very beautiful flower. Its color is a bluish color. Atasi flower. Actually, you don't know that boy is your eternal son. And in your partial expense and previous life, you are Dhara and Drona. Nanda and Yashoda in their previous life, they are Dhara and Drona. And that time, they had gone through severe austerities for 12,000 years. They are doing tapasya. When the Lord, then Lord did not appear. But finally, they are going to burn themselves, die, commit suicide, entering the fire. Then immediately Lord appeared, said, "Don't be worried. We will appear as your son in your next life when you come as Nanda and Yashoda." So Lord Narayan reminded that this boy is your eternal son. Actually, our Acharya is explaining that no one can become son of the, no one can become father, mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead, father, mother, they come from the spiritual world. But when they come to this material world, by the influence of Yogamaya, they forget things like that. So Lord Narayan came and reminded, "You don't be worried." Then that year, the month of Magh, and Pratipada, the first day of Shukla Paksha, that Mother Yashoda, she felt when she was sleeping, she felt one very dazzling boy covered by Yogamaya, who has a form of a girl, and she has surrounded, completely covered this boy, entered into her heart, from the heart of Nanda Maharaj. When Supreme Personality of Godhead comes, he does not appear he does not transfer to the womb of the mother like the ordinary living entities that takes place punsa reta kanasraya. Ordinary living entities, they come to the womb of mother through the semen. The Supreme Personal Godhead does not come like that. In Vasudeva's heart also, in Nanda Maharaj's heart, the Lord enters along with Yoga Maya. Then Mother Yashoda felt that boy remained stayed within her heart. The girl entered into her womb. So Ananda Maharaj also felt very jubilant. And from that day, the symptoms of pregnancy appeared within the body of Mother Yashoda. So everybody very happy. Mother Yashoda is pregnant. And she, because when pregnant, ladies become pregnant, they don't feel any taste of eating anything. Because Lord Sri Hari Krishna is there within her body. So the symptoms of pregnancy is exhibited. But she doesn't like to eat anything. She likes to eat only sweet rice. Sweet rice cooked with ghee. And a lot of tulasi leaves. That is tulasi. Hari is there. Hari is the dear tulasi leaves. They would put tulasi juice and ghee. And they would make sweet rice and kampar. And that is the best thing she would like to take. And that the same night that Krishna appeared inside her body, I'll finish very soon now. Appeared body, at same night, Vasudev sent Rohini deep night because Kansa was harassing so much. Rohini was sent the same night. She was pregnant by that time. She was sent by the help of riding on top of a horse. Midnight she was sent to Nanda Maharaj's house. So Rohini was staying also there. So in the meantime, Balaram took birth. Balaram took birth. When he took birth, baby Balaram, she was like dumb. She can't speak anything. She always keeps very quiet like that. But as soon as sometimes Mother Yashoda will pick up Balaram to hold on her lap, immediately he would look very jubilant. Because Krishna is residing within the womb of Mother Yashoda, he would feel jubilant. So in this way, the time, when perfect time came, that month of Bhadra, the Krishna Paksha, that Ashtami Tithi and Wednesday, and all the planets and stars, constellations and perfect time, perfect places situated, that time the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, along with Yoga Maya, he appeared, both Yoga Maya and Krishna, they appeared from the womb of Mother Yashoda. So Bhagavad explains that when perfect time, actually, it is not like that all the stars and moons are in perfect places, Krishna appeared, so Krishna became Bhagavan. Not like that. Krishna is always Bhagavan. When Krishna's appearance times came, at that time, all the planets, wherever they were, they all came, ran, and put themselves in very auspicious place. Oh, let us serve Krishna in this way. So in this way, we believe that Krishna, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajasatanaya, Taddham, Vrindavanam, that Krishna appeared from the womb of Mother Yashoda. And same time also he appeared in the prison house of Kansa from the womb of Devaki. And when Vasudev brought Vasudev Nandan Krishna, and this Krishna was there along with Yoga Maya, but he could not see. Vasudev cannot see this Krishna because Vasudev is an Aishwarya Bhava. And Nandanandan Krishna is Madhurya Bhava. So though Krishna was there, he could not see. He kept this Krishna that took birth from Devaki there and took back the Yoga Maya, the Kanya, the daughter of Yashoda. Then once he leaves, and both Krishna merged. Why they merged, why all these things has to take place, they all has been explained in scriptures and very systematically, very nicely. So while discussion going on other days, in these books also you'll find all those things gradually. Jai Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra ki, Sri Krishna appearance ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. I have an announcement that we are hearing so many pastimes of Srimati Radharani from here, from different Maharajas, from different books. but by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, by her inspiration, I compiled a book on different pastimes of Srimati Radharani. And this book from her pastimes, from Garga Sanghita, from different Puranas, what different Goswamis has spoken, and put it in this one book so the devotees can read and enjoy, because after Janmashtami you will have Radhashtami also. And what is Radharani at all? Who is Srimati Radharani? It's much more confidential subject matter. Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reveal this subject matter. What is Radharani's love for Krishna? Because people, they do not know, they develop all kinds of doubts about this, even if in India also. And Radharani's pastimes in Golok Vrindavan, how she appears very mysterious ways in different kalpa. In Lalit Madhava, Rupa Goswami, or Goswami, they have described all these things. And her childhood pastimes, her youth pastimes before marriage, youth pastimes after marriage. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, then what happened to Radharani? Anything happened? Or how finally Krishna came and met Radharani and all went to Golok Vrindavan? We know Radharani only having Madhurya past conjugal loving relationship with Krishna, but she is very magnanimous. She is very merciful. So her Aishwarya pastimes, her Madhurya pastimes, her Audharya pastimes, and also how the devotee is still now receiving the mercy of Srimati Radharani, how Srinivas Acharya, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, how they are blessed by Srimati Radharani. I just collect from different places and compiled these books. It's very difficult to bring from India carrying, but I have few books. If you want, you can collect these books from there. Navakishore Prabhu sitting there. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
All right. Thank you very much. So where's the Nrsingha?
Nursing hall, yeah.
Whenever you come, you always bring the Nrsingha.
I have forgot. I forgot that. Thank you. I have. Please come take Nrsingha. This year.